This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in to join us here in a moment. Not at the moment. You can't call in about anything. Normally, you can call in about anything you want. But calls right now will be put on hold, and you'll only be put on hold if you have a question for our guest, who has returned after I don't know how many years it's been. It's been quite a few since we had you on previously. John Stossel is back with us. Ian and Mark here in the Free Talk Live studios. Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, great to have you back here on Free Talk Live. Where are you tonight, if I might ask? What state?
I'm in Mount Kisco, New York, with some relatives.
Sounds lovely.
Hoping someone will explain the Listerine commercial or the onion or whatever the heck that was.
So you're on hold here. You heard a commercial that airs on our streams, but most of our radio listeners, in fact, I don't think any of our radio listeners heard.
Okay, never mind.
But if you know what the onion is, then it should give you some context for the whatever ridiculous thing that they were saying.
So, John, I mean, I've got to say, I grew up watching your work in probably the late 70s and early 80s in Give Me a Break. And what network was that on?
It was ABC in 2020 and Good Morning America.
2020.
And in the late 70s, if you were a libertarian, you wouldn't have liked it.
Well, you know, for me, I was a kid, and I wasn't anything. It's just that kind of the shtick was, you know, the common sense. And even though, like, libertarianism has a lot of common sense to it, and then again, so do, you know, there's lots of other stuff, too.
Well, so you're saying you weren't always a libertarian.
No, I was a garden variety leftist. I came out of college where I was taught that government, the right programs, will solve the problems.
What was it that, you know, changed your viewpoint?
It had to be something.
Was there one particular thing, or how did that work out for you?
Well, in my Give Me a Break book, the chapter's title is Epiphany, but it's really misleading in that it was slow. I was stupid, mm-hmm. not as smart as you or your listeners, apparently, in that I was a consumer reporter. I ended up being on TV doing that because I was a stutterer and I didn't want to compete with the political reporters at press conferences. But it turned out to be a good thing. I sort of invented TV consumer reporting, and I was covering crooked businesses and doing tests and catching them cheating and calling for government regulation. And doing that made me popular with my journalism peers. I won 19 Emmy Awards as a leftist muckraker. But because I was a stutterer, I stayed on the beat, and I watched the regulation I called for fail. I mean, sometimes they passed laws. They created the Oregon Department of Consumer Affairs, partly because of my reporting. And we would send a TV set or car to 20 different repair shops with a minor part loose, and 18 would say, yeah, minor part loose, and 2 would say, oh, come back in a week and charge us a lot of money. And I would say, well, would you ever say this? Oh, I'd never do that. Oh, yeah, well, watch this. And we'd play the hidden camera tape. And politicians called up and said, oh, that was great television, and we're going to pass a law to fix that.
Yep.
So then 3 years later, I would do the same test, get the same results, roughly. Most people are honest, a few are not, and wonder, so what's the Department of Consumer Affairs doing? Well, they had a building with dreary people, or dreary desks, and they were licensing repair shops. And this intuitively made sense to me and to most people. We license drivers, we license dogs, we think it protects us. But all it really does is raise costs a little and makes it so people who can't understand the rules go black market, or they have to hire lawyers, and everything costs a little more.
Right. It keeps people out of starting their own business in a lot of cases.
in a lot of cases. And so I started reading more. What's wrong with my liberal philosophy? And I went to the conservative press, and they seemed to want to go to war against everybody and invade our bedrooms. And I didn't like that. And I finally discovered Reason magazine. And that was the epiphany. Oh, my God, there's this thing called libertarianism. And these people understand life better than I do.
How many years deep in your, you know, television, national television career, or were you even national at that point when you found Reason?
12, 15.
So you were on national television at that time?
Yes.
Okay.
When do you do the iconic one about houses on the beach, insurance, government insurance and houses on the beach?
Don't ask me when, because it all blurs together, but it was a good example. I built a beach house in Long Island, New York, and the only property I could afford was on the edge of an ocean. And I pooled money with the other guys that we had been going out to the Hamptons chasing women, and we rented together. And I said, look, I'll take on the mortgage, and you pay me the rent we were paying, and then I could afford it. Bought this property, had the house on stilts, and you know, it eventually washed away. But I only took the risk because of federal flood insurance. Mm. I asked my father for help on the mortgage, and he said, no, are you crazy? It's on the edge of an ocean. But I could say, well, Dad, I can't lose. There's this program. The premiums are cheap, and at the time, it would cover the full cost of the house.
Wow.
And eventually, the house washed away. So it was upsetting for me, but it made for a good example of bad programs.
No doubt about it.
So then you left, you know, the sort of the big three, and I'm not sure if we can call them the big three.
You're going a little too fast here. I mean, look, John Stossel hit, I believe, the anchor position of 2020 toward the end of, you know, your career at ABC. You ended up moving over to Fox, I believe the Fox Business, the Fox Business Network after that. But one of the things you told us, I think, the last time we had you on, which was, I don't know, a decade ago or something like that, was that, you know, you had, even at ABC, you'd been given relatively free rein as far as the things that you would say. Is that the case?
Pretty free. It would depend on the topic. Drug legalization, I could get on. The stupidity of rent control went through 94 lawyers who said, it just can't be true that rent control is harmful to people. I live in a rent-controlled building. So it depended on the biases of the editors I had to go through.
Okay.
And toward the end at ABC, I should back up. They let me have relatively free rein because my programs were getting good ratings.
Big numbers, yeah.
Did one, We're Scaring You to Death, Men and Women Are Different, got 19 million viewers.
Right, they ended up giving you full hour-long programs.
Shows, yeah. Right, and Game of Thrones got 13 million and all this fuss. Of course, I was getting 19 million because most people only had four channels because our stupid government blocked cable from expanding to protect poor people because cable was going to destroy free TV. And so I had lots, lots and lots of viewers. But by the end, my bosses at ABC, I wanted to do something on Obamacare. Oh, you're getting predictable, this libertarian stuff. It rated well, but the bosses just didn't want to put it on. Everyone was a fight. So I then left for Fox.
And you had spent how many years, was it Fox Business, doing your own show regularly, an hour-long program?
Seven
years at Fox Business. How were the, you know, what were some of the differences between working, if you can say, between both of those organizations?
Well, at Fox, you would just put the stuff on the air, and I and the executive producer were responsible if there was something wrong or a problem. Mm-hmm. At ABC, it was unionized, so that was inefficient, and there were just many layers before you could put something on. Fox is much more efficient.
Interesting. I didn't know that one was a union shop and the other one wasn't. How does Fox avoid the unions in the entertainment business? Because they're pretty powerful, right?
They are, though they were getting less powerful as cable expanded. I assume Roger Ailes just said, screw you, I'm not going to allow a union shop to start in here, and push it through.
John Stossel is with us here. His website, by the way, johnstossel.com. That'll take you right to his YouTube channel where you can subscribe. Stand by, John. We're going to come back with more. And, of course, if you've got a question for John, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Hey, we're back with more Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program.
with a special guest, John Stossel from johnstossel.com, now doing his own thing on YouTube. We're kind of taking a look back at where he came from and how he became a libertarian and where he's going to now and what's next for him. In fact, including Freedom Fest, which is coming up here in a little bit. Mark, we're going in, what, 2 weeks, I think? Less than that?
Yeah,
a week and a half?
It's the 17th through the 20th at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. Big names, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, Penn Jillette, John Stossel, who we have on right now, Candace Owen, John Mackey from Whole Foods, big names.
Yeah, so you can go to freedomfest.com, and you can use our discount code if you would like to attend and save some money. Code is FTL50. Just go to freedomfest.com/FTL, actually. That's freedomfest.com/FTL, and again, code FTL50. For a discount. John, thanks for sticking with us here. We're just kind of going back through a little bit of your history, maybe for some of our younger listeners who may not have been around when you were doing things on ABC News, people who may not have ever watched television these days. I mean, you've watched from the inside and the outside. I mean, what's the status of the television business like? I mean, are they afraid of YouTube and the internet? And, you know, do they realize that they're that everything's changing around them? What do you think about that?
Sure. I mean, you can't not realize it, but they just try to hang on as long as they can.
Yeah, well, we've seen TV and other news reporters end up actually reporting on things that Twitter is doing, or like what people are saying on the internet. These are becoming news reports. You know, is it I don't know, disappointing? Or are you excited about the
how
the
far
news?
Has television fallen?
Are you excited about the changes to you know, the way people are receiving their information and entertainment?
I mean, except for the algorithm giving people confirmation bias, I'm excited. It's just television was stultifying. There's a very narrow range of opinions, mostly moderately left, and it kept changing. Cable made it a little better. And then my 28-year-old son said to me, Dad, no one, I mean, I've become this born-again free marketer zealot trying to convince everybody that we know what works. We know what makes people prosperous, creates better lives. You see it in Hong Kong versus the Soviet Union. My God, we got to explain this to people. My son says, no one's going to listen to you when you're on Fox, no young people. And that's partly because he lives in New York City, where young people feel that way. But he said, you've got a million Twitter followers. There's this thing called social media. You don't need a network anymore. You can do this on your own. And I didn't love doing my hour-long talk show because a lot of people can do that. And my skill that I learned, frankly, by being a stutterer and having to edit my stutters out, was to edit, was to cut things down, cut out the boring parts, make it visual, make complicated subjects clearer with pictures. And I wanted to go back to doing that. So now I'm making these 5-minute videos on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah, and so that's interesting because we've seen certainly, you know, it's not just that young people aren't watching, it's, you know, Fox. It's just that young people probably aren't watching live television at all. We've seen the numbers going down on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox alike as their viewership basically gets older and is dying off.
Actually, during this presidential campaign, they're quite high. They're not dropping
really?
At the moment.
Really? That's a surprise.
Now, you were saying
CNN is dropping, but MSNBC and Fox are getting big numbers.
Huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. If everybody wants to get their confirmation bias from this particular, each team has to get ramped up. You were saying the Soviet Union is a socialist failure, but if you listen to the millennials these days, they'll tell you that places like Sweden, that is the socialist paradise. And I'm looking through some of your titles here for your videos, and you don't think so.
We did a video on that. Yeah, it's annoying. And I was annoyed with myself that when people said that, I couldn't immediately give an answer, and I had to spend a week researching it. But look, Sweden was pretty socialist in the 70s, and things got so bad that the author of Pippi Longstocking, the children's books, was losing money with every book she sold because her taxes somehow were 101%. And she complained about that in a newspaper article, and that started the change, and they pulled back on some of their social welfare programs. And, you know, they have bigger ones than the United States does, but their leaders are so frustrated by idiots like Bernie saying things like Denmark and Sweden are socialist. The
right.
Prime Minister of Denmark went on TV to say, no, we're a market economy. They don't have a minimum wage. They have school choice. They tax the crap out of middle-class people. They don't have a progressive tax system. And they have less regulation than the United States does in a thousand ways.
Yeah, and I think that young people look at a few cherry-picked, and just people generally, that that want these great things. And I can, there's some really great things about the Scandinavian area and Northern Europe and stuff like that. I can see why some people want to emulate those successes that they've had. But socialism, it's not. It's just a company or a country with some more social welfare programs in some ways.
And the culture of work and being responsible. And Swedes do really well in Minnesota, too.
Right, and that's another thing to say is that, well, how are the Swedes in the United States doing? And, well, frankly, they're doing better than the Swedes in Sweden.
And what innovation has come from Denmark, Sweden, Finland,
Legos.
Norway? okay, there have been a few things, and IKEA. But Google, Facebook, all the big ones, United States. And I don't think it's an accident that they were developed in the metropolitan areas farthest from Washington, D.C. It's just sad that they now have all lawyered up and they've got big lobbying operations. But when they grew the most, they had nobody in D.C.
So why hasn't socialism worked in places like Venezuela? We're seeing a collapse there. What's failing there?
Because the only thing that works is markets. Only when people are free to spend their own money and make their own choices about that do we have any kind of efficiency. I mean, you see it in medicine. Medicine is 7/8 socialized in America because 7 out of $8 is spent by either a private insurance company or the government. But in the tiny areas where there's a market, like LASIK eye surgery and cosmetic surgery, the waiting rooms are nice, the doctors give you their cell phone numbers, the prices go down as the quality goes up, because they each have to constantly improve to win the business. Government can't improve without somebody rewriting a rule. Business looks for a change every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Government, you have a change every election,
decade,
sometimes.
And even then, it's nothing significant. Even then, it's just changing out, you know, one deck chair on a Titanic.
Right, they talk about the presidency and how important the first 100 days is. What about the rest of the days? Why is it the first 100?
John Stossel is with us from johnstossel.com. You can check him out there. More here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's doing, I think, a video every single week there on that YouTube channel. And that he's in charge completely now of, which is really cool, rather than, you know, some corporate behemoth like ABC or Fox. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. crews are checking out damages to cracked and burned buildings, crumpled roads, leaking water and gas lines, and more infrastructure problems after the largest earthquake Southern California has seen in 20 years. The 7.1 magnitude quake was felt all over most of California and into Nevada and Mexico. Robert Sanders is with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says there's probably more coming.
We expect to see numerous aftershocks continue for the days and weeks following this event, and there is a 10% chance that there will be another event of a similar or larger magnitude as this one, whereas there is a more likely event of a magnitude 6 earthquake, aftershock from the 7.1, and then more magnitude 5s and 4s as the weeks progress.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll open the phones up and you can bring up anything that you want. We do have John Stossel on with us right now. We're going to continue talking to him about, you know, what's going on in Josh Stossel's world these days. Now that he's no longer tied down with ABC and Fox, he's gone out and done his own thing on YouTube. You can go to johnstossel.com and access what appears to be a few years' worth of archives. Of course, you're also putting up new posts, I think, once a week. I'm looking back here at some of your older videos, John. Looks like some of these are classic clips going back to your ABC and Fox days.
Well, YouTube keeps some of those around, but every Tuesday we put out a new five-minute video. And I should be clear, I'm not done with Fox. I'm still employed there, but they don't use me much.
Okay. Well, you're not employed doing an hour-long talk show every week, so you've got a lot more
right,
time.
Right, I gave that up. I appear on Kennedy's show. They don't quite know what to do with libertarians sometimes.
Well, I wish they did. I wish libertarians had the clout to be able to have their own channel where people would come for their confirmation bias.
It's too late for that, isn't it? I mean, can you imagine the cost of setting up your own cable network and then, you know, trying to get it onto cable systems? Or why would you even want to bother with that when you can just start up an internet site and, you know, get out on social media? It seems like it's working pretty well. You're over 200,000 subscribers on your channel, and many of these videos have hundreds of thousands, if not over a million views. So kudos.
And that's on YouTube. We're averaging 1,100,000. And I should also add that you got people like Kennedy and Judge Napolitano on Fox who are on a fair amount. And I'm part of the problem because they asked me to comment on what Trump just did. And I say, well, no, I need to research the tariffs and get back to you in a day. And they want people who can react immediately.
Right now, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you concerned at all, John, about what they've been calling deplatforming in the recent last couple of years, where certain personalities have been apparently targeted by YouTube and, say, Twitter, for instance? You know, is that something that concerns you at all?
Yes, and we've had videos that have been labeled unfit for children.
Mm-hmm.
Couple on socialism where we show some of the violence that's happened in Venezuela. And I think it's actually some of the lefty people who know how to push the buttons of the companies, mm-hmm. and they file a lot of complaints and say, this is inappropriate for children. And when it's labeled that way, it doesn't automatically roll, and that hurts views. But yeah, and Ed Harris being kicked off by his fundraising, Sam Harris mm-hmm. being kicked off by his fundraising platform, they ought to just let everything out there and let people make their own decisions.
Yeah, I can tell you, being on the radio right now, where I doubt there's very many young people sitting with a transistor radio just trying to hear a few libertarians talk on their transistor radio, but they're probably on YouTube where you can cuss all day long. No?
And you guys seem to be doing well. You've got lots of commercials, and you're on for 3 hours.
We've been doing it for a long time. It's really amazing that the libertarian programming could make it on the radio. It's
awesome. We finally crossed the 200 station threshold back in May. So, yes, we've done all right. Would you mind taking a couple calls? Folks got a couple questions for you here. All right, let's go to Dennis to start things out here in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Dennis, you're on with John Stossel on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you very much. John, I've so enjoyed listening to you. I had a couple questions. The first question was, how do you feel about the more than 90% negativity against our present president? How do you feel about that?
I don't know what you mean by 90% negativity. But, and I love that he beat Hillary, and I would vote for him over the current Democrats, but he's a despicable person. He's like a 2-year-old. Look at me. You're supposed to outgrow that when you're older than 2. I'm the best. And he's a bully, and he doesn't read, and I don't like the guy. I like his son who lives in my building, actually, but I'm negative on the guy. I'm just more negative on the socialist Democrats.
Well, what exactly has he done that you're against? I mean, other than the fact that he does just come out and say like the average, I claim it'd be the average person just talking to each other in a bar. What exactly has he done that you're against?
He's lied to people. He's said things like, the fact that we have a trade deficit with China of $800 billion means we have lost $800 billion to China when he ought to be explaining that trade makes us wealthier. He has not pulled out of the wars he said he would pull us out of when he was running. And if I had more time, I could think of a list. But
Dennis,
he's also
thanks
done
for your
wonderful things.
Yeah.
And he's appointed people he appointed people who then appointed people, because I don't think he knew who were actually knowledgeable deregulators. And this signaled a business that, okay, for the next couple of years, government isn't going to look for ways to crush you, I think is why the economy is booming and more people are hiring.
Thank you, Dennis, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
We have a trade deficit at my house with Target. Do you think we should do anything about that, John?
Boycott. it's a good
I'm going to go out there and tell them they need to buy more things from my house. I don't know what they buy.
Yeah.
Let's go on.
Or you're going to punish yourself by putting a tariff on everything you
buy. Right, I'm not going to buy anything from Target. when we buy things from Target.
Let's go to another call here. We got Robert on the line in Vermont. Robert, you're on with John Stossel on Free Talk Live.
John, where do you think the United States would be today if Ross Perot had won the election?
I don't know.
It's a hard question to answer, right?
I mean, he wisely cared about the entitlements crisis, and listening to Dennis's voice, I would say he and I and other old people are ripping off you younger people, and we're going to bankrupt the country because you can't afford to keep paying us our Medicare and Social Security, and we rudely refuse to die. Perot at least was aware of that and might have made a difference there, but otherwise, I don't know.
Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight.
Yeah, so you're talking about the deficits that some social welfare programs are creating, and that's absolutely true. I've spent a little time with the debt, the national debt, and sort of thinking about it, you know, running a few numbers here and there. It's very difficult. It's a mercurial and morass to try to figure out. But, I mean, that debt's been around since the Jackson administration. When you talk about us paying your debt, you guys were paying the Civil War vets' debt for a long time. I mean, this debt has been around, and I'd say at least half of it is from foreign wars that honestly didn't benefit the United States in many ways. What, I mean, do you think the social welfare programs are going to come and get us?
It's all, and the social programs that conservatives complain about are small compared to this handouts to the middle class. And old people are, on average, wealthier than young people. But it used to be that the deficits would drop after a war. If you look at the spending as a line on the graph, it would go up World War I, go down again, World War II, go down again. But then came the Great Society, and since then it's only gone up. And now that we're living longer, these programs are utterly unsustainable. I get Medicare. I go to the doctor. Nobody even discusses price. It's like, wow, it's free.
They don't know. I mean, I've been to the doctor to ask these people questions about price. They have no clue.
And old people, it's their social life to hang around in the waiting room and have another checkup. Because it's not totally free. A month later, they'll get six months later, they'll get a bill for $14.95 or something. But it feels free.
John Stossel is with us here. One more segment. Stand by, John. We're going to bring you back for a little bit more. And your calls and thoughts also welcome here. If you've got a question for John Stossel, you should get on the line now at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. They'll be speaking at Freedom Fest in the next couple weeks. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and coming up, we'll open the phones up. You'll be able to bring up anything that you want to discuss in hours 2 and 3 of our live Saturday show, which is what we're doing right now. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Also, we've got John Stossel on the line with us. And he's got his own YouTube channel now, doing his own thing over at johnstossel.com. But you've also got something going on, John, that I remember from back in your ABC News days. John's or Stossel in the Classroom. That thing's still going, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to convince young people before their minds are made up. And these videos, which were once paid for by ABC and Fox, we would convert to her classroom use, and millions of kids watch them. We have 130,000 teachers on our who signed up to get the free stuff.
Wow.
And it's a way to reach people. And I've got a tax deductible charity if your listeners would like to help support us.
How could they do that?
Center for Independent Thought is the name of the charity. We're eventually going to have a button at johnstossel.com later in the month, but we don't have it yet. But Center for Independent Thought.
Is there a website associated with that?
.org.
Okay, .org.
Yeah.
Center for Independent Thought.org. That's how you can contribute to getting what I would presume are pretty liberty-friendly ideas into,
I would presume they are
into
too.
Government classrooms across the... Is it also private school teachers, or is it only is it mostly government school? You know,
I thought it would be mostly private, but it's mostly government school.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I think that that's worth pointing out, John. I heard how difficult it might be for a moment getting these ideas out, and they are difficult ideas to get out because the statist ideas are so much more consumable. Everybody's taught in a statist school statist ideas over and over again, and here you are saying, hey, markets are a solution. And I just want to remind you, John Stossel, you've been extraordinarily successful at this. You're probably the most influential libertarian alive today. Ron Paul, it's a close race.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate you saying I'm influential. And look, something is wrong in that this stuff makes so much sense to me. And I listen to you guys. You guys say it well. You'd think when everybody heard it the way I did, they'd go, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. And they'd be convinced. But I can barely convince my wife.
Wow.
Some people's brains are just not ready for this. It's very frustrating.
It is.
And, you know, you go to a Liberty, you go to Freedom Fest, it's heavily geeky guys. You guys were fairly aggressive about wanting me on yours. What you said was your busiest time, which is Saturday at 7 o'clock?
That's right.
You know, non-libertarians are out at a party. There's something difficult about us.
Well, some of them are listening as they're driving to the party on their radios.
Yeah, they're not missing the party.
Because we are on a bunch of broadcast stations, more so on Saturday night than any other night of the week. So, johnstossel.com, that goes right to your YouTube channel. Are there some other platforms? I think you mentioned Twitter. Or where else can people find you online?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So you have this video where you find the best and worst ideas of, I presume, the Democratic candidates that are out there. Can you...
Trump, too.
Yeah. Well, all I know is that it sounded enticing, and I didn't have a chance to watch it before the show.
Great job.
It's the most recent video, and I just haven't had a chance to consume it.
I have subscribed to the channel now, by the way.
So can you give us a little teaser for this?
No, you have to go watch it,
dude.
Who's in it?
John Stossel.
All the major people: Trump and Bernie and. The new front runner. Actually, I should plug my betting site. Just the bettors are the most accurate predictor of future elections.
That's true.
If you go to electionbettingodds.com, you'll see that Kamala Harris has passed Biden as front runner.
Now, is that legal now to bet on things on the internet? Didn't the government change? No.
There is a small site, predictit.com, that has been legalized in the United States, but our site is based mostly on the sites that are in Europe and are illegal in the United States. But we're not doing betting. We're just showing you the percent. We're converting them into numbers Americans can understand. And like watching the election returns, it's much more fun looking at that site than watching the anchors make guesses about who's maybe winning in Virginia.
Yeah, this is the site I check it about weekly. I mean, it's clear, it's concise, and it's showing who's moving which direction. Looks like Kamala Harris is moving up right now.
Yeah. So these are coming from European betting markets, is that right?
Yes. Betfair is the biggest.
So the Europeans are betting on the American political election?
Well, that's just where the site's at. Probably
the
Asians,
world
too.
Is betting. I assume Americans are betting there illegally.
Right. Well, now, I don't know. So, I mean, we're not attorneys or whatever. This isn't legal advice. But
thank God.
As I understand it, it may not be illegal for an American to bet online if they can get the funding out to whatever the site is. So if they were using like a cryptocurrency, say Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, that they can then go on to the actual act of using one of these sites, if it's foreign based, because it's not, I don't think it's legal to do them, you know, run the site in America, but I don't think the individual is illegal to participate. It's just that the government here in the U.S. has made it illegal for banks to send money to these sites. So they basically tried to cut off all the funding methods, which leads me to my other question for you, John.
That would be news to me, because if it were legal, wouldn't they advertise here?
That's a good point. Yeah, that may be illegal to advertise, so gambling in the U.S. as well.
Well, for cryptocurrency, not a lot of people, you know.
You wouldn't know.
So are you into Bitcoin? Are you into to cryptocurrency? Have you been following any of that stuff over the last decade?
Yeah, I bought Bitcoin at $120.
All right. Not bad. Hopefully you held on to it.
I gave most of it to charities when it went way up. I timed it nicely.
Hopefully the charities held on to
hopefully
it.
Hopefully I got a good tax deduction out of it.
No, hopefully they sold it then, because it then dropped from 20,000 to 4,000.
Well, it depends on which time we're talking
back up
about.
To 11 now.
Yeah, 11, 12, 12,000. As we speak. In fact, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn more about Bitcoin Cash, and you can even buy and sell Bitcoin Cash now through local.bitcoin.com, which is a great website, very, very handy. So, John, was there anything that you felt like maybe we missed, that something we should have asked you about, but we dropped the ball?
No. I mean, 1,000 things, but some other time. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that it's a smart hedge to buy some cryptocurrency, because or gold, because the government can't make a million times more of it.
Yeah, they are. Their governments and banks seem really frustrated by the existence of cryptocurrencies. It's something that's totally out of their hands. It's out of their control, and they don't really know what to do about it, do they?
Our lives are better when government is frustrated.
Yeah. Well, Trump looks like he wants to start devaluing the dollar. He says all the Europeans are doing it and the Chinese are doing it.
You mean printing more dollars out?
That's essentially what that means, yeah. I certainly understand they want to be able to travel to Europe and have their, that wouldn't work out that way. The dollar goes well right now in Europe, but it's the people trading there. They don't want their washing machines costing too much or whatever we're manufacturing in the United States.
It would help the manufacturers for a while, but it's not a good thing. And a stable, solid currency is just better. I have a video on money that tries to explain it in 6 minutes that may give you some insight.
It is a difficult subject. Was one of the more tough ones to come up with.
And one that people need to hear about, though. They need to know. They need to understand that the money system in the U.S. and all the other countries, for that matter, it's designed to screw people over. It's designed to be inflationary, which is, of course, a hidden tax that allows the government to take value out of your savings simply by printing more currency.
Screw people over is a little harsh, but it certainly has been devalued over the years.
Well,
and anybody who was a good saver was hurt.
That's right. When the banks were too big to fail, it was the savers that was were harmed mm-hmm. by the quantitative easing that kept going through.
But the worst, I talked
to somebody recently about a gold-backed currency, and they said, "Well, doesn't that cause inflation?" No, it goes the opposite. That's a government school for you.
Yeah.
But if the vast majority of economists think the gold standard is a bad idea,
complicated. What do I know? You know, but they always point to things that are just like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Robert Murphy addressed whether or not gold had anything to do with the Great Depression and, you know, in his videos and that kind of thing, and nobody wants to do the research.
John Stossel, it was a pleasure having you on here on Free Talk Live again. We'll look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, or less than a couple weeks, at Freedom Fest in Vegas.
Be there.
All right,
bye.
Look forward to it. Thanks. JohnStossel.com is his website. Get on over there and subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's doing his own thing now, which is a cool thing. It's nice to see people make that transition successfully from old media to new media, and he's done it. We got more coming up here in moments. If you want to join us, it's the Live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.